This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. You say, what do you mean by that, Trailblazer? Well, there's so much error in the land today that I find, and I'm not being judgmental or critical. I just see that there's error. I go to many, many funerals that are conduct some, but I go to others, and I hear the preacher stand there and pour out laurels or heaps of laurels upon some poor soul whom I've known all my life and known what a terrible life they've lived. And this preacher will stand there, and you'd think that they come right off of the throne of God's grace. And he don't have to do that. He doesn't have to do that. No, you don't have to. Just don't be like that. I conduct many funerals. Sometimes I never mention the individual's name. I never allude to the person that's laying in the coffin. I know one thing I do. I go there before the service, put my hand on the brow of that individual, as cold as a wedge, and I tell my folks, this body is here with us, but the soul is gone on. Is it going to be with the Lord, I ask? I don't know. You say, well, he's a gracious old soul, blah, blah, blah. That don't mean a thing. I've known folks who were so docile they never said a cross word to nobody, and yet they didn't have a testimony of saving grace. So, my friend, it's not our business to tell folks that your mama and papa's gone to heaven. That's not our business. You know what I do? Preach the gospel. I take a text. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. And then I turn to that audience, and I first say, you know, you folks here this morning, whether it's 10 or 100, I said, you know, we'll never meet again probably in this same circumstances. But I asked you, are you saved? Are you trusting the Lord this morning, tonight? I do that. And I do that at this time on the Old Trailblazer. That's what I call being true to your soul. Let me just ask you. Many of our folks are church people, religious people all over the country, from New Hampshire to Florida, from Florida to Brookford to New York, and New York to San Francisco, all across this nation. Folks, hear me. Does anybody ever ask you, are you saved? Does anybody ever ask you, have you ever been saved? Are you washed in the blood? Folks don't know what salvation is no more. What is salvation? It's a deliverance. It's a deliverance from sin, my friend. We've been looking through this 11th chapter of Hebrews. We saw all those old patriarchs, how they died by faith. And they did. They were looking to the Lord day by day. Are you looking to the Lord out there on the back 40 somewhere, maybe baling hay? Or are you on an old 18-wheeler up there somewhere on I-70? I pulled over for a break, a coffee break. Or would you ask yourself, am I saved? Just look yourself in that side mirror when you get out of that truck, old trucker, and say, am I saved? That old Trailblazer, he's kind of nosy. He wants to know if I'm saved, but he's being true to my soul. And then I have a wife and five children back home. Are they saved? Am I living in front of them something that would encourage them to trust the Lord? So you asked again, what is salvation? It's a deliverance. Deliverance from sin, deliverance from hell, deliverance from a life that's a terrible life. Salvation is a deliverance. How do you get saved, you ask the old traveler? We're just doing some elementary thinking here this morning. How do you get saved? Well, the Bible says no one comes to the Lord except the Father draws them. Now, you can't save yourself. You can't turn to the Lord by yourself. It's all of grace, my friend. You say, well, it's a paradox. Yes, it is. But listen, you have a responsibility. Did you know you have a responsibility to come to Christ? If you never get saved, you won't be able to blame the Lord. You won't be, well, the Lord never saved me. I have folks now tell me, I say, what's going on? Well, the Lord hadn't saved me yet. Instead of saying that and say, I haven't turned to the Lord yet. Pastor, I'm a rascal. I haven't turned to the Lord yet. Pastor, I've been slack reading my Bible. I've been slack attending the service. I've been slack listening to the old Trailblazer. And the Lord hadn't saved me. And it's not his fault, it's mine. You know what repentance is, my friend? The Bible says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. You know what repentance is? Do you know what repentance is? It's taking the blame. It's taking the blame. The old prodigal son is over there in that hog pen. I talk about him oftentimes because he's a great example. He went off on his own, spent all his money on riotous living, come to the end of his way and went to eat feeding hogs. And one day, now listen, I want you to get this statement. One day he came to himself. One day, it doesn't say one day he joined the church. No, he could have got out of that hog pen, walked back down there to the synagogue somewhere and made a profession of faith and joined the church. He didn't do that. The Bible said he came to himself. What does that mean? It meant that the Spirit of God moved upon his heart and let him see it, pull back the skylight of his eyes and let him see of what a sinner he was. Did you know you a sinner? Have you ever seen that you a sinner? Seen what kind of sinner you are? That you're a terrible sinner in the sight of God? You're not sinning against me or sinning against the church or sinning against the Pope. No, you sin against God. Did you know you owe a sin debt? You do. And can you have anything to pay with that? Pay that debt with? No, sir. You don't have anything. The old Trailblazer doesn't have anything. But the Lord Jesus Christ came and paid my sin debt in full. That's what salvation is. Paid my sin debt in full. He washed away every vestige of sin that was on the old Trailblazer's heart. My heart was cruel and corrupt from the birth, just like yours was, or is. But the Lord made a way. He redeemed us. We have a song here saying, I am redeemed, but not with silver. I am redeemed, but not with gold. Oh, my friend, how many of our folks today are trying to work their way into heaven by doing things, giving away the farm and handing it to the pastor and all of those kind of things, making warm blankets for the homeless at night and for the wintertime, dipping soup on the Thanksgiving or Christmas soup line, those things, and taking credit for that the Lord will weigh the balances, all your good things and all the bad things. No, sir, that's the furthest from salvation you could ever get. What is salvation? Christ dying for sinners. Have you ever seen that Christ died for you? The old Trailblazer, I have no hope in anything except the Lord. Oh, my friend, I can go there in a moment's notice. I tell you, old truckers out there, you can go down the highway, I-85. Don't close your eyes, but you can just relax there a moment. Or better yet, pull off at a wayside park and take a break and say, Lord, I'm just an old sinner. Lord, I'm such a sinner. Well, I'm not no sinner, Trailblazer. You don't have to tell me I'm a sinner. I'm a good feller. I provide for my family. I do all. Yes, that's great. You should. I tell folks here today, we have what they call deadbeat dads now, and sometimes they publish their names in the paper so there'd be a little exposure there. But I tell you, a deadbeat dad ought to be hung up by his toenails. That's right. I don't have any sympathy for a man that will bring a child into this world and then run off and leave them and don't provide for them. My friend, hell won't be hot enough. You can call me and blast me out if you want to, but hell won't be hot enough for a deadbeat dad if he never repents, if he never turns to the Lord. You can't tell me that a man who is neglecting his family is saved. You cannot do that. You can't make me believe that. There's no way. Because first of all, when the Lord saves you, he gives you a new heart. I know I'm rambling around a little bit at this time, but that's what the Lord laid on my heart to do. No individual that scorns his family and runs off and leaves them, runs off. We see so much of that now, our politicians and big high officials having affairs with women and then denying that they're fathering the child. Hell won't be hot enough for them. Poor wife and family back at home having to be embarrassed and all that. Politicians, they ought to be run out of the country. They ought to have a special place out there somewhere on a deserted island to bring all those folks. Wouldn't be enough room for them from what I see and what I hear around here where I live. Folks are throwing their families away. But listen, my friend. God is on the throne. Did you know God never sleeps nor slumbers? That's right. Did you know you're going to answer for your sins? You are. If you never repent, you can bow up, you can bow up your back, bow up your neck, all you want to. But if you never repent, if you never come to Christ, confessing your sins and bowing before the Lord, crying for mercy, and then him grants you grace. Did you know the Lord doesn't have to save you? The Lord doesn't have to save you, my friend. You might be a big shot, little shot, whatever you are. The Lord don't have to save you. You say, well, old Trailblazer, you don't make sense. Yes, I do. I hear these modern-day pastors and preachers and televangelists. I hear them. They don't never get to the meat of the matter. I tell them they ought to put a broomstick up their backbone and preach. Preach Christ. Preach man down as a sinner. Did you know, man, the field is so fertile out there now, sinners, we don't have folks being saved no more. No, we don't have folks being saved. No, we have folks walking down the front and shaking the preacher's hand. Did you ever know The scripture says in Ephesians 2:1, I believe it is, and you hath he quickened who were dead in such trespasses and sin. And you believe shaking some little preacher's hand makes you alive? Makes you alive? You go back home and raise hell just like you did before you left home? My friend, the new birth. The Lord told Nicodemus, you must be born again. What does that mean? That means you have to be born again. Old things are passed away and all things have become new. Are you perfect? No. No. Are you sinless? No. But we have an advocate with the Father. Do you ever ask the Lord to forgive you of all of those past sins that you've committed, my friend? How many do I know who've just joined the church? That's right. That's right. I've known men in my lifetime, businessmen who sang in the choir and had men working for him and send one of his men off on a trip somewhere. And all the time the man was gone, he was shacking up with the man's wife. And he sung in the choir every Sunday, and the preacher knew about it and would not say nothing about it. Now, my friend, that preacher's on his way to hell, too. That's right. You got to be honest with folks, my friend. The Lord says, preach the gospel. What is the gospel? Christ died for sinners. Christ, I bet that man never heard the gospel. I bet he never did. Sang in the choir every Sunday morning and puffed on his big, long, round cigar during the week and treated his employees like hell and then sent this man off on a journey where he could shack up with his wife. I know, my friend, you say, well, old Tribbles, you just making all that up. No, sir. No, sir. It grieves my heart because the man's gone on now. And I don't know where he went unless maybe he repented. I don't know. But I tell you one thing, if you're doing that, you better repent. You say, well, Trailblazer, you just minded my business. No, did you know your business is my business? My business is to meddle. I tell my folks here, once in a while they say I'm meddling. Well, my business is to meddle. Meddle in your business to keep you from going to hell. But the old Trailblazer is going to be true to you if it takes a hide off. You say, well, you're going to lose all your good givers. Well, if a person is giving because I'm soothing his back, I don't want him. If I'm making you happy, I don't want you. The gospel is offensive. You know the gospel is offensive? It is. It is. It says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And it says, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Do you ever think about that one day you'll stand before the great white throne judgment and hear these words? What are those words? The Lord says, depart from me, I never knew you. Depart from me, I never knew you. I know the old Trailblazer is not very popular. I know that. We could fill the auditorium here full in about 6 weeks if we just took the sharp edge off the gospel and just come on down to the front now and shake the pastor's hand, make a decision for Jesus, and you all right. No, you're not all right. You're bound for hell straight as a marten is to his gourd. I tell you that without fear of equivocation. Without fear of compromise. I can't compromise with your soul, my friend. You're on the way to hell if you've never been saved. May the Lord stir your heart as never before. May you go to bed tonight and can't sleep. The pastor said, I'm lost. No, I didn't say you lost. I said, every man who ever enters this world out of his mother's womb comes here as a sinner and must be redeemed. Have you ever been redeemed, bought back from the slave market of sin? I tell you, I wish I had another hour just getting started. But the old Trailblazer is going to be true to your soul. Remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer. Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785, and my website, radiomissions.org. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.